Do all of you have cushions? If you sit on a chair, make sure you have something underneath your feet so that you're not cold, you're not losing energy. Somebody here to meditate for the absolutely first time, just let me know, I'd be grateful. Good, I may take the liberty at some point to come round and have a look at your posture and see whether I can help a little bit. Right now, I suggest you bring as much of your body onto the mat as possible so that your weight is distributed. You'll see whether you can find the symmetry if you close your eyes and sense where the contact points of your body are with the ground, with your mat, your cushion. And just notice whether there is enough, even amounts of weight on the left and on the right side. And if not, try to level it. Take a few deep breaths and allow yourself to really rest your weight, hand over your weight to your sitting construct, your cushion, your bench, your chair, whatever your contraption is. Just let that structure take your weight and entrust your weight to that, to the floor, to the chair, to your cushion or your bench. Allow yourself with all heaviness, that this heaviness is handed over to the ground. So let us get our brief more clear. Our job is alignment rather than holding. And so we're trying to seek this alignment. First of all, alignment with gravity, so that we build a posture that makes us the least susceptible to the forces of gravity. And otherwise, we try to sit as upright as possible. There's a few key areas which it is worth particularly focusing on. One of them is the lumbar part of your vertebrae, the small of your back. So make sure that the small of your back is not hollow. So you do not have a hollow small of the back. Roll your pelvis a little bit so that this part fills out. I, in fact, suggest you put a hand, the back of your hand, into the small of your back and a hand onto your belly and actually feel how a tiny movement of your pelvis has substantial results in filling out the small of your back. The idea of this little movement is twofold. One of them is it relaxes your the muscles supporting your lumbar vertebrae. That's one of the reasons. And the second reason is it allows you to actually project your weight through the sit bones into the cushion or into the chair. You're handing over some of your weight by this little movement. Our next key area is the upper torso. Above your chest, your bronchial area, which is often lightly collapsed. With desk people hunched over keyboards, papers, screens. And it's good that you consciously breathe into this area as if you want to widen your chest, as if you seek some buoyancy in your posture, and make sure that the breath opens this intracostal part of your body. The many fine muscles there which can feel collapsed when we're looking downwards, when our head is slightly forward and when our chest is mildly collapsed. So we consciously open this out, breathe into it. Imagine somebody would gently put a hand between your shoulder blades and you, and give you a little pushing movement upward in your sternum and slightly downward between your shoulder blades, going back down at the back and going up at the front, very, ever so gently. Just imagine this for a moment. This may feel artificial or a bit funny or even exaggerated. Just take note of such qualities of mind without necessarily believing that they should stop you from doing what you're doing. In fact, I would encourage you to continue doing what you're doing and be willing to bear those feelings. Our next key area is the fulcrum for our head, the place where we basically decide how far forward or how far backward the head is. The easiest way to do this is by gently pulling in our chins. We exaggerate. You hear my voice going funny? Yeah. Suggest you exaggerate. Pull your chin really back in. Feel the lengthening of your neck. And then you do the opposite. You push your chin forward. Again, you exaggerate. And you come back. You do this a few times and you try to find a new middle for your chin. This new middle should allow that the muscles around your larynx, the muscle in your neck, are similar in tone. And maybe even more importantly, that your head has the least amount of weight that way, meaning it is in balance. It's important that you actually do this rather than just think about it. We can be remarkably, our bodies can do remarkable different things than what it feels from the inside. So sometimes to regain an accuracy in what we feel from our bodies, we need to shift them from what they habitually do. Breath comes and goes. Weight is entrusted to the cushion, to the ground, to the mat, to the chair. I'm sitting in this strangely paradoxical instruction of being both relaxed and upright. Practicing, seeking that upright nature of the posture, at the same time relaxing as much as I can. Notice the weight of your hands. Notice the size of your body. the size of your sensations, how big a hand is in your lap or on your thigh. Notice the surface of your body that touches, makes contact with the ground. It's not just a point. We're not just sitting on our coccyx. We're sitting on our buttocks, on our thighs. Maybe our ankles are touching the ground. Become conscious how big the surface is that is actually in contact. And then let us notice the rhythms of this body. Most obviously the breath, the coming and going, the widening, and gentle collapsing, and dilating again. The body is breathing. Notice what the strongest sensation is connected to the breathing process in your body right now. Is it the belly? Is it the chest? Is it the nose? Those would be three obvious candidates. But maybe you have other candidates. But start with those three. Just verify. Where do you feel the sensations when you're breathing in most tangibly? If you don't notice the sensation when you're breathing in, you notice that. You notice that I don't feel when I breathe in. That also is an absolutely valid understanding at this stage. If it is another area than the ones I have mentioned, you notice that. There is no way you can have wrong experiences. Yeah? Let us agree to this. What you do experience is valid. And if we want to practice building presence of mind and transforming this mind, then we need to pick it up where it is, rather than demand it be in a certain way before we can meditate, before things can even begin. We begin where we are. Whatever you experience is a legitimate event in your experience and is a legitimate beginning for your meditative exercises. You can feel the rhythm of your breathing as a sensation in your belly or in your chest or in your nose. I suggest you try that for a moment. Make your attention soft. Make it kind and benevolent, and let the sensations come to your attention. Go with your attention in the body to the particular area in which you feel most clearly that the body is breathing. And then you receive the sensations in that area. As if you're inhabiting your body in the belly, in the chest, in the nose, and you're receiving the sensations. Breathing in, feeling the widening. Breathing out, feeling the softening, the relaxing. Good, please do that and don't get scared. I'll be coming round, so nothing bad is going to happen. Please take note where your attention is right now. Bring it back, if necessary, into the body, to the pattern connected with the sensations of breathing, and see whether you can be quite specific where you feel this breathing pattern most strongly. Try not just to be generally aware of the breath, but try to be specifically aware of the sensations of breathing. In fact, strictly speaking, you're not actually aware of the breath, but you're aware of the sensations connected with the breath process. And see whether you can hold this inquiry gently and without trying to fix the mind, without trying to constrain it. And don't make it too small. It is much more important that you are reasonably clear where this attention rests, and that you, if you want to put in effort, make sure that this effort is about continuity rather than about force or about smallness or about power. What you're looking for is a soft, adaptable, slightly sticky quality of mind that stays with sensations as they arise, as they change, as they subside gradually. You're trying to stay with sensations for the duration of their career. You welcome them from the very beginning, and you accompany them to their very disappearance. Don't expect that this works straight away. Expect that you will have to ask your mind to come back from what it usually does, that is thinking, planning, remembering, fantasizing, commenting. It will continue to do these things, but you do have a choice. When you notice that you're doing these things rather than feeling the breathing, make another choice. Choose to come back to the felt appreciation of the breath as you feel it in the body. This is not about changing the breath, it is not about observing the breath, it is simply about feeling the breath, feeling the breathing as it occurs in this body. So we go to the belly, we go to the chest, we go to the nose, whichever you feel is the strongest sensation in your case. This is your anchor. You're making this area your anchor for attention. Anyone will do. It's best not to mix them. Any one of them will do. And then you try to keep coming back to that area. Keep coming back to feeling the in-breath, the increase, the out-breath, the decrease, the arising of a sensation, the disappearance of a sensation. Just this. Allow yourself to not have to figure out your life, or to comment, or to remember everything Akinjana says, or to make your favorite lists, or whatever you may do. You don't have to do all these things. Give yourself a break. And just try to, as wholeheartedly and as continuously as possible, feel this body breathing.
Thank you.